Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Of course, big win yesterday. Anytime you get a win, it's a big win. Turnover ratio. As we look at our record when we won the turnover ratio, it normally says win. And it's just not us. It says that with most people. So it was good to get that. Injury list. Evan Rodriguez hurt his knee a little bit. We'll continue to monitor him. And Matt Forte is getting better. We have an extra day this week. So we're hopeful. Eventually we'll get him back out there. Besides that, we have some other bumps and bruises from the game. It's a physical football game, so you have to expect some of those things. Offensively, we did some good things. I know the production isn't, every time offense goes out, we seem like some kind of way we expect to score 50 points every time out and rush for 300 yards and pass for 500. That's not going to happen. There are some things we have to do better offensively. But, we control the ball, and we make some plays when we had to. You have some games where it's like that. You don't have as much production as you normally do, but you find a way, to do some things. Defensively, we did a lot of good things yesterday defensively, starting up front, set the tone for a lot of things. Tim Jennings is playing outstanding football. We're making plays, playing hard. Our entire football team is playing hard. We knew playing the Rams that we would have to do that from start to finish. And special teams, every time we call on Robbie Gould, I've talked about him an awful lot. He does a lot behind the scenes, and we can really count on him to kind of pull through. But got the win. We wanted to play well enough to get to 2-1 and, make some improvements from our last effort, and we were able to do that. You want to have a 4-0 quarter each. It normally didn't happen like that. But as you look at our football team right now, when you say bumpy, I just kind of look at the whole. We're 2-1, pretty good shape right now going into this last part of this first quarter. And every season you go through, that's why it's the first quarter. There are things to get worked out still. And that's what we're doing, but we see improvement as much as anything. And if you go on where we are, even though sometimes it doesn't say it with your stats and all that, we're making progress. Well, I know Shiloh also, and for guys that are around here quite a bit, I think you had a chance to get to know him. He's just a tough guy. I mean, it starts with that. Tough guys give you an edge a little bit. Tough guy in everything that he does. I mean, he's an aggressive guy, that plays hard from start to finish. We have a lot of guys like that, but I think some guys can play hard from start to finish a little bit differently, and that's what we're expecting from Shiloh. We like pressing the quarterback always, but we talk about pressing the quarterback with four guys. It starts with that. Then if you can't with four, you add another. And then if you can't with five, you add another, six. Then you get to a position where you're just going to – just something you might just want to do. There's no rhyme or reason on how many. You want to get all of them going. But to have to rely on six guys to get pressure, that's not our makeup at all. We want to blitz because we just want to instead of having to. And that's the position we've been in right now. Most of our blitzes most of our sacks haven't come on blitzes. And we have a show package that we use also. It all goes together. We'll show, we'll bluff a little bit. We'll come with six, five or four guys and just mix it up.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.